Hare Krishna, I see Vikramakeshari, Hari Bol, welcome Vikrama, and others who have joined us. Perhaps today the class which I'm giving is the most important of all my presentations as far as I can see, so I request, as always, your attention. I will also ask you a difficult question, so it's good if you are awake and can give an answer to this question. So we will, our verse today, Premamurti Prabhu, is from the, I believe it's from the Padma Purana. Oops. Yes, it's from the Padma Purana, and it is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think we can quickly read. Smatavya satatam Vishnur. You look for the reference, it's Madhya Leela, text 22, chapter 22, text 113. You can chant, you are well experienced. It will show in a moment. No. Once again, Bada Setu. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, Dvadisitva, and text 113. Yeah.
13 or 13?
We got it. Smatavya Sadatam Vishnu. Vismatavyo Najatu Chit. Sarve Vidini Shedasyo. Etayore Vakinkara. Smatavya Sadatam Vishnu. Vismatavyo Najatu Chit. Sarve Vidini Shedasyo. Etayo Eva Kinkara. Yes, someone else, please chant. Smatavyam Saratam Vishnu. Vismatavyo Najatu Chit. Sarve Vidini Shedasyo. Etayo Eva Kinkara. And if I may request one Vaishnavi to chant. Smatavya Sadatam Vishnu. Vismatavyo Najatu Chit. Sarvevidini Shedasyo. Yes. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. So Krishna should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions that are mentioned in the Shastras should be servants of these two principles. And Srila Prabhupada explains, this verse is a quotation from the Padma Purana. There are many regulative principles in the Shastras, and many directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as servants of the basic principle, that is, perhaps you remember, One should always remember Krishna and never forget him. Very good. This is possible. Listen to this. This is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Wow! Prabhupada speaks here of a chanting where one is mindful of Krishna. Therefore, one must strictly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 hours daily. Yes, because the idea is we should always remember Krishna and never forget him. And this is possible by? Yes, yes. So therefore, if that is the whole purpose of everything, 24 hours chanting. Wow. One may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master. But he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have recommended that the neophyte, that's the beginner, chant at least how many rounds? 16 rounds, yes. This chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary if one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him. Of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. And then Prabhupada speaks about the other duties which we do in devotional service. I would like to add other duties also which come due to our situation. For instance, we have family members, mother and fathers who take care of children, and they work, they make money and so on. So all this, what we do, Prabhupada gives it a different framing than material life. He says like this: one may sell books or enlist life members or render some other service, but these duties are not ordinary duties. These duties serve as an impetus for remembering Krishna. For instance, when one goes with a Sankirtan party or sells books, he naturally remembers that he's going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he's remembering Krishna. When one goes to enlist a life member, he talks about Krishna and thereby remembers him. I would like to ask the question to all of you in the background who are preparing for the breakfast. No, you are cutting vegetables. Thank you very much. They're very nice. So if you want this activity of cutting vegetables to be a Krishna conscious spiritual activities, what could you do? No, I'm asking the vegetable cutters. Yeah, but when we cut vegetables, our concentration is not so strong, because otherwise we might cut ourselves. How can you bring this activity in connection with Krishna? Perhaps you speak more Serbian and don't understand me, that I'm asking a question. Yes, you're looking at me and continuing cutting. So I will broaden this to the other members. You could, yes, you're preparing a meal for Krishna. But our vegetable cutters could also think, oh no, why do they make us cut vegetables? And why does this disturbing, aggressive Swami from Germany now expose me, you know? And then it would not be so Krishna conscious if this. I'm not, you are laughing, but this is something to reflect deeply. How can we apply these teachings in our lives? It needs practice. Today we were driving with some devotees to here, and I asked the driver, how could you remember Krishna? And first he was silent, because he was not, perhaps not practiced to do this, and therefore it came, it could have been that without asking the question, the driver would not have thought of Krishna one time when he, in 20 minutes. It could have been. I'm not saying it necessarily must be like this, but this is really a practice, how a yoga practice, how to remain Krishna conscious when you repair your motorcycle. How to, the idea is to remember Krishna. Now you will ask the question, why? And this will be answered in the lecture. So Prabhupada concludes, Smarta vyasatatam vishnur vismarta vyona jatuchit. The conclusion is that one must act in such a way that he will always remember Krishna, always. And one must refrain from doing things that make him forget Krishna. These two principles form the basic background of Krishna consciousness. Beautiful purport. Challenging, I find it. I have to think about this more. Please join me. Join me means everyone. Please chant.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, this instruction is often repeated in our scripture because it is the essence of what we are trying to learn in Krishna consciousness. There is a verse, for instance, in the 11th canto, which I want to read to you at the end of the class, where it says the main duties of the devotees is to remember Krishna, and listen to this, make others remember Krishna. No, they speak about Krishna and help others to remember Krishna. Or if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse in the Gita that is like the key that opens to us the entire understanding of the Gita. It's the Paribhasha Sutra. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, what's so special about these Paribhasha Sutras? Well, he says, they are like a lamp which you put in a house that is dark, and when the lamp is there, it illuminates all the rooms in the house, you know, if they have, of course, the door open. So all the different chapters in the Gita, which are, so to say, like different rooms in the Gita, are illumined by one verse. And this verse is repeated twice. It is always remember, no, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto. You know, yes, you know the verse. That is very nice. It means one should, Manmana, one should, the mana, the mind, should be mindful of me. No, this is, and then one should become a devotee who engages in devotional service and do all the other things like worship and obeisances. But it all starts with Manmana. The mind should be remembering me, Krishna, Hare Krishna. I want to also greet Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. I've seen you coming. Very nicely colored. Yes. So this remembrance of Krishna, my dear devotees, is about everything. It's we have to learn this. You might ask the question, why is this so important? Why is this given a place of importance over all other important things? You know, there are many other important things in devotional service, but why is this the essence, the key? Well, you must know, by remembering Krishna, the material memories which a conditioned soul has will be overshadowed, they will be, you know, superseded in a way, and they will lose their strengths at the time, and then you will be able to pass the final examination. Do you know what is the final examination of your life? Death. And do you know what you will be tested for? If you think about Krishna. I remember the death of my father. He has left us in November. And he had two books on his table. One was the Bhagavad Gita, because he had understood. He believed in reincarnation, and he had understood what I think of at the moment of death, that's what I become. He was an ordinary man with, you know, he went through everything, war, profession, business, father, fame, influence, wealth. But he had understood somehow, I believe by Krishna's mercy, at the end of the life, I will be tested not because of how rich I was, not what I did, not how famous I became, how often I was in the newspaper. He somehow understood by this is Krishna's mercy, really, that the most important thing is now that I have a good memory, some good content in my mind. King Kula Shikar talks about this point, the final examination, and what is important at that time. It's a verse which is very, very dear to Prabhupada, and he chanted it very often. I personally heard him chanting it when there was no audience around. He was all alone in his room, and I was guarding his room, so I heard him speaking or singing there, and I put my ear very close to the, you know, keyhole, and I heard him chanting this verse, Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam. He will go really deep in the Panjarantam. The verse speaks about the final examination. My Lord Krishna, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stems of the lotus feet of your lordship and be locked in their network. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible to think of you? No, he says, we live at the bank of a lake, and there are many swans, by Krishna's mercy. Some are really big there, and they come to where we are, to our side of the where we live, and then they, where we have our ashram, the Gaura Bhavan, and then they go down with their head and in the water, and they eat what they find at the base of these plants. They are not lotus flower, they are sea roses in our case, but they look very much like the Indian lotus flower. And there they somehow find their nourishment. So this king, Kula Shukar, says, I wish that, now you are known, Krishna, as having lotus feet. So I wish that just like a swan who goes to the bottom of where these lotus flowers are, I also go to the bottom of your lotus feet. What do you find at the bottom of Krishna's lotus feet?
Dust.
Dust, yes. And these wonderful signs also, no? So I wish to remember all this. You know, I want to think about this. So that at the moment of my death, when it's really difficult in this body and I cough mucus, we are perhaps reminded of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, who when the time came where he could not turn around and he had to think how he would end his life. He went actually to Vrindavan and he asked his disciples to read to him about Krishna from Krishna book and from Gopal Champu. Yeah. That was also one of his favorite books. And he would not even take painkillers so much because he feared they would make his mind foggy in some ways so that he could not remember. He took just the bare, really smallest minimum. He was very strong. He had a very strong character. He could do this. I don't recommend it for everyone. But he was very sure about that this is now the final examination. I want to really be in consciousness of Krishna. So you need to practice this. You need to create sangskaras so that you will naturally remember Krishna. This you need to practice the whole life. Because there's something else which, according to spiritual psychology, this gets interesting now, because it talks about us, how we are now. It's called Vyutana Sangskara. These are some impressions that suddenly come up, even without wanting them to come up, and it disturbs our concentration. We may, for instance, be in an assembly of devotees, and all of a sudden, something comes up in our mind that is not an appropriate thought. You know, I don't want to give examples because then you would laugh, because this is not something to laugh about. It's something not so good, you know. Sometimes a thought comes and you think, oh no, I hope there is, if now at this moment there would be a connection to my brain, to Baba Sedu's loudspeakers, everyone would see who I really am. They would not believe my being dressed in dhoti. And with this tilak, they would see I'm an ordinary materialist, because I can think an ordinary material thought now. These are Vyutana sangskaras. They go up all the time. They come up, these thoughts. The psychology informs us. We have, different people say different things, but we have like 33,000 thoughts. They are mostly repetitive. Do you understand this word? You thought them yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. And they are negative usually. They are that I'm not good enough, or they have to do with material desires of various types, and so on. And we are always going through them. You can see this when you look into some person's mind, and you have trained this a little bit. You can see if you look into some person's face, oh my God, he thinks again this repetitive thoughts. This is not so. He must suffer, the poor man. No? But if you learn to remember Krishna, then something wonderful happens. You know, when there was this poor Brahmin, his name was Sridham, and his wife one day came to him and said, I can't stand it any longer. We don't have enough food. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says Sridham was actually so thin that you could see the veins on his body. No, I'm very well nourished. You can't see my veins, but they would stand out, you know, because he was just so skinny. I can't stand to see you any longer. You have a friend in Dwaraka. He's Krishna. He's the Lord of the universe. Why don't you go and ask him for some financial support? Maybe not, you know, wealth, something. And then she said a verse to him. She, Krishna, the teacher of the cosmos, offers even his very self to one who remembers his lotus feet. So it goes without saying that he also provides his devotees with wealth and pleasurable objects which are hardly desirable by them. So let me repeat. She said, Krishna, the teacher of the cosmos, and he offers everything to the person who thinks of him. In the end of the 11th canto, my dear devotees, there's a verse which speaks about this amazing subject, that Krishna gives everything to the person who remembers him, starting with his own self. The verse says, if you are really clever, then you perform bhakti yoga, because by bhakti yoga, which starts, the Vishwanath says in the purport, with thinking about Krishna, Krishna gives you himself. And then he says, the people of Bharatvarsha have only their bodies, which is hardly worth anything. I think we have heard that the chemical ingredients of the body, you know, at my time it was €4.20. Now inflation is there, so perhaps it's €7.19. You know, that is perhaps the value of the body. So the verse says, the tika, the purport says, the people in Bharatvarsha have only their body, which is hardly worth anything. But if they engage this worthless body in Krishna's service, Krishna gives himself to the devotees with his priceless ornaments. They're made from what? What is the...
gold.
The
spiritual energy.
Spiritual energy, but is spiritual gold, I would say. Perhaps some rubies are there. And his crown. I mean, Krishna's crown. Wow, that's worth something. You know. So Krishna... And then the verse says, this is intelligence. If you give just one coin and you get a million coin back in return, you are really... you really made it. You can be adored as a very clever man, and so on. So, the wife, I forgot her good name of Sridham. She said that Sri Krishna, the teacher of the cosmos, offers even his very self to one who remembers his lotus feet. You know, when Haridas Thakur saw the Mahaprakash of Lord Chaitanya, where Lord Chaitanya offered, showed how he is really God by showing the different incarnations like Ramachandra and the different forms of the Lord, then Haridas Thakur prayed to him and he said, "My Lord, I pray for one boon. I wish to remember you. When Prahlad was attacked by Nrisimha, by Hiranyakashipu, of course, he remembered you and you appeared." And then he goes through a list of a few devotees. Right now I have forgotten the list. I don't know. I don't remember so many, but there are many. One was Parvati, Ambarish perhaps, yes. They all remembered Krishna, and Krishna came at their hour of need. And they, so Haridas says, "I hardly remember you." And then he says, to do this, I want to become close to the devotees, and please give me my meals should be the remnants of the devotees." He was saying like this, but his point was, "I was to remember, want to remember you, and for this, Sadhu Sangha will help me very much." The Garuda Purana says something. Are you in for a shock from the Shastra? Vikama Keshari, no problem. No problem. If even a moment is spent without the remembrance of Bhagavan, one should cry out loudly as if plundered by dacoits. My chance is lost. Everything I had, this human form of life. The purpose of this is to remember Krishna, whom I had forgotten. Because of my forgetfulness, I came into this world and now I have this mess called my life. I can reform, I can remember Krishna. And this is, and now I didn't do it. I feel that the time thieves have come. You know, there's a German novel by Michael Ende. It's a famous... I grew up with reading Michael Ende as a child, and he had a novel about the time thieves who would come to you and they would steal time from you so that you would more quickly die. Your lifetime was... They stole it. They didn't steal money. They didn't steal the plums from your plum tree. They stole time from you. And the Garuda Purana has a similar concept here, that these, when we remember, when we forget Krishna, we don't spend our time remembering Krishna. We should lament because we have been stolen. A criminal act has been done towards us. We have left our chance. There's a very nice katha in the Bhagavatam, and it's 3-5. It's about when Vidura meets Uddhava. Uddhava, you remember, he was very close to Krishna. He was Krishna's personal advisor. But he was so close that he looked like Krishna. He had also bluish complexion. And he was very, very much attached to Krishna. It is said that sometimes when Krishna had left Dwaraka for other purposes of his incarnation, you know, to protect Dharma, and Krishna didn't stay in Dwaraka, Uddhava couldn't tolerate to stay in the absence of Krishna in Dwaraka. And he took a boat and went to the mainland and then climbed a high mountain. Some of you might know the name of this mountain. I think Madhuchanda, who goes regularly on pilgrimage. I think you... Yeah, no, it's called the Raivata Mountain.
Same. Modern name is this.
Modern name, good. I knew you would know. So it was a very high mountain, and it was so high that the clouds which were there could not pass, but they all assembled at the mountain and then they rained. These clouds were full of water because the ocean was just there. So Uddhava would climb up the mountain and he would look at these look at these clouds, and he would pay his obeisances and cry tears of ecstasy. Can you imagine why Uddhava paid his obeisances when he saw the clouds? Yes, they reminded him of Krishna's complexion, which was Ganeshyam. He's known as having the color of the rain cloud, dark rain cloud, beautiful. So Uddhava, yes, Shyam, yes, we know him as Shyam also. Uddhava he didn't see an ordinary rain cloud. No, he came purposefully there to be reminded of Krishna, and he saw this rain cloud. He was really a God-intoxicated, saintly person, we have to say like this. So Vidura knew Uddhava can tell me a lot about Krishna. So he came and asked him. So I want to read this from you. So when Vidura met this Uddhava, the text says, he saw that Uddhava had all the transcendental bodily changes due to total ecstasy. And he was trying to wipe away the tears of separation from his eyes. Thus Vidura could understand that Uddhava had completely assimilated extensive love for Krishna. And then the next verse, The next verse continues to talk about something very beautiful. He had said to Uddhava, Uddhavaji, tell me please, remember Krishna, please. I need to think of Krishna, and you are most capable. So Uddhava went into ecstasy. He tried to wipe away his tears of separation, and then Shanakir Bhagavan Lokan Nilokam Puna Agata Vimjanetri Vidurang Prityahodava Utsmayam. The great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane, and wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and spoke to Vidura in a pleasing mood. And Prabhupada says this. What does this mean? Uddhava came back? I mean, was he somewhere else? And then he came from that other place back to the human plane where he talked to Vidura. Please, but this is a very interesting. And here he says, when Uddhava was fully absorbed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of God, he actually forgot all about the external world. The pure devotee lives constantly in the abode of the Supreme Lord, even in the present body, which apparently belongs to this world. So when Uddhava wanted to speak to Vidura, he came down from the abode of the Lord Dwaraka to the material plane of human beings. My dear devotees, this is the end of the long and winding road of remembering Krishna. I'm saying it poetically in the words of Paul McCartney, the long and winding road that brings me to your door. This, my dear devotee, is our spiritual life. Oh, so many curves are there, so many unexpected turns. But if in all these moments of what where life happens to you, you know, life is what happens to you while you make other plans, you know, so you're on this long and winding road. It means there's many, many curves, you know. If you remember Krishna, and if you practice this remembrance of Krishna, you can actually be with Krishna in the spiritual world in this transcendental, in this body. That's when you have developed your siddha deha, that is your perfected body, which comes about by remembering Krishna. And this level will change at the time of death into a vastu city where you will constantly stay with Krishna and not leave him again. But it all happens by making steps in remembrance of Krishna. I would like to ask you now a question, and I'm expecting answers from you. It will be a serious question, so it is appropriate to give serious answers, sincere answers. I would further encourage you to give sincere answers. That means not say something unrealistic, but something which you think is realistic for your level of advancement. Because it will be a little private question, I will ask you to turn to your neighbor. It's important that every one of you, even the ones who are introverted and don't speak usually about their spiritual life, participate in this, because it will help you to take the lecture or the lesson into your present life. I will go with Krishna Chaitra Maharaj. I will go to him. I will also participate. You will have 5 minutes, but first of all, please find your neighbor. So you have to find a neighbor. You can say hello to him. He won't bite you. So, wait a minute. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Please raise your hand. Okay, so look around. You should be sufficiently experienced in life. Find yourself a neighbor. Everyone has found a neighbor. So one of you is partner A, and the other is partner B. Who is A? Raise your hands. Okay. Then, just to be sure, because I don't speak Serbian very nicely, who is B? Only half of you are raising their hands. That means you have not understood the exercise, not even the first step. You need to find yourself a neighbor. If you can't find a neighbor, you can join a group of two. Huh? Is it clear or not clear? Good. So, I assume that you have found your neighbor now? No? Yes? Middle?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Please excuse me, but if you would be in my role and you would have seen what I have seen over 20 years, you would also ask these type of questions. Okay, partner B goes first here. Yes. But now, now the question. How could you practice remembrance of Krishna during this Frishka Goranga summer camp 2023? How could you? What plan? How could you do this? How could you be mindful of Krishna? And I will check on you regularly if you are doing it. So tell only the things that are realistic. First of all, are you convinced that it's important to remember Krishna? Or is it... That is clear? It is clear. Good. So how could... You have to now put this into a doable practice. If it's important, then you should also do it, no? At least that's how we are in Europe. When something is important, we do it. Yes. How could you remember Krishna? What is your plan? Realistic. I'm sorry to be so nasty. I will soon be my normal self, but I want to make sure that you really understand and do the exercise. And time for joking is later. Now some serious thought is required. And also please give your neighbor the chance to also say. In other words, if you're partner B, also listen to what partner A says. Good. So I will go to Krishna Chaitra Maharaj now. You have 5 minutes, so you have to be really focused. Are we spiritual enough as a movement that we can remind our partner and see, is it working for you? Are you remembering Krishna? Or is this maybe too personal of a question? You can decide how close you are with a person. But I think it is good if we remind ourselves. There is this verse in the 11th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 31. Those who are lovers of verses, you will like this. 11:3:31. And those who take notes, I will say it again. 11:3:31. I promised to find this to you. Vicky, can you find it? 11:3:31. Yes, we can take this. There it is that we are also helping each other to remember Krishna. We are telling Prabhu, how is it going for you? Is it going well? And so on. And here is the verse for you. Smaranta smarayantascha mito goga haram harim haram harim bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Wow, this line is so important. People can quarrel up to from morning to evening about this line. We have people to like this. Bibrat yut pulakam tanum. The devotees of the Lord constantly discuss the glories of the personality of Godhead among themselves. Thus they constantly remember the Lord and they remind one another of his qualities and pastimes. In this way, by their devotion to the principles of Bhakti Yoga, the devotees please the personality of Godhead, who takes away from them everything inauspicious. Here again we hear the same thing, you know, by remembering Krishna and reminding others, everything inauspicious is taken away. I know there are devotees in Croatia and everywhere who meet actually and discuss books like Brihad Bhagavatamrita amongst themselves. And they come, over years, they come to these meetings, no? Being purified of all impediments, the devotees awaken to pure love of Godhead, and thus, even within this world, their spiritualized bodies exhibit symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, such as standing of the bodily hairs on end. I admit these are tough texts. What it means is devotees remember Krishna, and they help others remembering Krishna. And then by doing this, their bodies become spiritualized. They actually become ecstatic. And sometimes their hairs may stand on end. Or perhaps in modern verse, modern language, they get goose pimples. Some of you have gotten goose pimples. I have heard. I have not looked so closely. It's a So, do you remember what Prabhupada said is the best way to remember Krishna? Chanting. So we will end for 3 minutes chanting. Unfortunately, it's only 3 minutes, but try to now be mindful of Krishna. Maybe pray to Krishna while you chant. Oh Krishna, engage me in your service. It will be only really 3 minutes because I want to end the lecture on time, that you can take your breakfast and go to the other presentations. Anybody see you? Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please, everybody, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And one more time, please chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much for attending this class. I would also like to remind you to try and see in your life what you can personally do to remember Krishna. It may start with simple things like when you drink, water like this, which is from a spring here. It's very pure water. It's not rosa water. It's not the purchased water. It is filled with spring water. You can think, wow, the taste of this water. That's Krishna. Or you may see the sun and instead of lamenting that it's so hot, you can think, this is a very really strong form. Krishna is, what is the form of Krishna in the sun? Surya Narayan, yes, some of you have, he may be a little bit too strong for my eyes, but he is very strong Lord. You might start like this and then you might feel, oh, where can I know more about the person Krishna? What literature will help me? And you will advance. One day you will come to the level, Rupa Goswami says we should first, the remembrance starts really just like when you chant, you first chant Naam, but then you chant, you remember also the gunas, no, the form, and then the gunas and the pastimes. So when you remember Krishna, you usually start with a name. That's why Prabhupada says chanting is most effective. But as you go on, you might remember certain qualities of Krishna. Perhaps that he is Bhakta Vatsala, he takes care of his devotees. And as you go on further, you might like to think, how does he look like? You know, if you're Mataji, I know here's one Mataji who likes to put shminka on. You can find out how does Krishna, you know, what does he, decorations does he do, or Radha. You might in this way come away from self-centeredness and think about the facial ornaments of the Lord. This is called Rupa Smaranam. And then you go on and finally you come to Seva Smaranam, Rupa Goswami says, where you actually do in meditation a service to Krishna. Yes, all this is possible. But it starts, you need to now get out of the house of comfort where you only increase in bodily size, stomach usually, area. You need to increase in devotional qualities, by starting remembering Krishna. And as you do this, you will find that your taste for this material world is automatically leaving you. Yes. This will happen. It's a very simple process, very nice, very doable in Krishna consciousness. Very natural also. No forced, no unnatural force is required. Just start where you are. Some might like to start with water. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.